This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing Monday of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Maria Kolesnikova and Maxim Zinak, two members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Blinken wrote on Twitter, "We call for their immediate, unconditional release and for that of all other political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime." Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Zinak was sentenced to 10. Both stood trial behind closed doors. Only their families were allowed to be present at Monday's sentencing. Last September, Kolesnikova accused Belarusian forces of trying to kill her when she resisted expulsion from the country. Authorities tore up her passport, put a bag over her head, and drove her to the border with Ukraine. When she refused to leave Belarus, she was jailed. Around the same time, Zinak said unidentified masked men abducted him from his office. Thousands of people protested regularly for months following last year's election in which Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, all alleged the election was rigged. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they'd taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone and internet services would be restored soon. Meanwhile, the rebel leader, Ahmad Massoud, said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight. This is VOA News.